Marines, we've had a tough couple of days. In fact, we've had a tough deployment so far. What we've been doing hasn't been working, and we all know it. So we're going to change. We're going to become a real light infantry. Some of you might think we're already light infantry. That's not correct. What we're going to do is learn how to beat the enemy at his own game. We've got some ground to make up, but we're going to be better because we're going to train harder than he does. He's got a day job to keep up. This is our day job. What does it mean to be a light infantry? It means you're a hunter. Now, how many of you hunt? Most hands went up. Would you hunt a deer the way we've been operating? Hell no, came a reply from the back of the group. Well, we're going to start hunting the enemy the way you would hunt a deer. From now on, you live out of your pack, and your pack will be light. You will stalk the enemy instead of letting him stalk you. You will go where he thinks you can't and ambush him where he thinks he's safe. You'll learn to move without being seen, ambush the enemy, and disappear. If he's a ghost, you will be wraiths. From now on, you will live off the land, sleeping outside with no internet and no contractor-run chow halls. You will welcome self-discipline, hard work, and being ready for anything at all times. Put together, all this means that we will finally have the advantage when we take on the enemy. He will learn to be afraid of us because he will never know where we might hit him or how. Starting now, we will learn to be better light infantry than he is. The Marines were listening intently as Trapp spoke. He could see they were engaged. Most of them had lost good friends, and all of them were eager to give the enemy a taste of his own medicine. But he could also see uncertainty in some faces. He was asking them to take a leap of faith and forget much of what they had been taught. He paused for a moment, knowing that any doubts would grow with his next order. I want all of these tents folded up and returned to supply. Sort all of your gear and personal effects. If you keep it, you will have to carry it. Your total load may not exceed 45 pounds, and I will weigh it. Store whatever you're not going to carry in your sea bag. All sea bags will be turned into supply. We sleep wherever we are, under the stars, rain or shine. You'll have 2 hours to get this done. Move! Trapp turned away as pandemonium broke out in his wake. No one knew that in just 1 hour, he would order the company to hike the short distance to the camp's small arms range. That afternoon, while the company conducted a small arms shoot with the marksmanship of all hands individually evaluated, the company area would be swept clean. All remaining sea bags would be taken to supply. Tents left in various states of disorder would be rolled up and taken as well. When the company returned from the range, they would find no trace of their previous existence.